This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. We commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, his household. May Allah bless them and bless every one of us and grant us goodness, protect us from all evil, grant us the ultimate success in this world and the next. Ameen. My beloved brothers and sisters, many people don't want to hear about the punishment of Allah. Many people don't want to hear about hellfire. So people generally like to hear feel-good messages where they're cheered on without realizing that in all the major religions of this world, we have talk of punishment and we have talk of hellfire. When the Muslims say that those who are not Muslim may not make it into heaven or into Jannah, some people get angry and upset, not realizing that the Christians also believe that if you're not a Christian, you don't stand a chance in the hereafter. And the Jews also believe that if you don't believe in what we have, or if you're not one of us, you don't stand a chance in the hereafter. If you look at the Semitic faiths, there is always mention of punishment. In fact, if you look at any of the developed nations and any nation that operates correctly, that works, you will find that as much as they would reward a citizen who upholds the law of the land, they would also penalize and punish those who don't. And they need to be told. If you were to break the speed limit, say for example, in a country like the UK, you would be penalized. They would warn you. You would be afraid. Afraid of what? Breaking the law. So in order for this blessed nation to operate correctly, you would need to make clear what the punishment is, what the sins or what the breaking of the law entails, and what exactly would happen to you if you did this. The same applies if you were to chew gum in public in Singapore, you'd probably pay a penalty for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good understanding. And these nations are considered developed, perhaps some of the most developed on earth. Yet the punishment and the penalization is so severe sometimes that people are frightened, literally frightened, to break the law. And in a way, isn't that a good thing? MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness and a deep understanding. Similarly, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more so, it is His duty to let you know what is right and what is wrong, what will happen if you follow that which is correct, and what will happen if you do that which is wrong. It is important we speak about it from time to time. And this is why if you take a look at the Talmud, the Torah, the Bible, Old and New Testaments, you take a look at the Quran, you take a look at the Hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, you will always find mention being made, you will always find mention being made of punishment. Whether it is that of the previous nations, or whether it is that of what people would deserve if they were to break the law of the Almighty. Sometimes if a person were to break one of the Ten Commandments, for example, they may not see their punishment on earth. But if the Almighty, the most merciful, the most forgiving, the most kind, the most compassionate, would like to penalize them later on, He may do that out of His compassion and mercy. Like I say, people have asked me a question in the past. If Allah is so merciful and He is so kind and He is so compassionate, why did He create hellfire? Why does He need to punish people? Well, a simple answer for the mind is the most successful countries on the globe have had to create similar laws in order for them to be considered some of the best countries on earth. I gave you an example of Singapore. To be very honest with you, yes, without a doubt, one of the best countries perhaps in terms of system and operation and so many other factors, and yet the laws are so strict and so hard, not because they are bad, but because they don't want anything to go wrong. That's what it is. with the Almighty if he were to say, it's okay, do as you please. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says people would commit murder. They would steal others' properties. They would get a kick out of causing oppression. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the very beginning tells us there is a limit. You cannot just kill, get away with murder. You need to be penalized. So in any nation, if you were to commit a crime like killing, you know, stealing, breaking the law in one way or another, you would be punished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our offspring. Ameen. The reason is they need to protect others. They need to save others. You're not the only one on earth. So if you did something wrong, for example, you committed adultery as a person of faith. Yes, if someone does not believe and they committed their own, you know, what we would consider sinful, that's between them and the Almighty. A person who's not a Muslim, not a Christian, perhaps atheistic. For them, there is nothing like adultery because it's just okay. In certain cases, depending on how they think. But for us, it's not okay. We have placed restrictions upon ourselves by declaring that we're Muslim. When I say I'm a Muslim, I've automatically placed on my shoulders laws, rules, regulations that perhaps the law of the land have not placed on my shoulder. For example, the 5 daily prayer. Which law of which land makes it compulsory upon you to pray 5 times a day? None of them. But you as a Muslim and myself, I would feel guilty if I missed a prayer and I would quickly want to recompense. I would quickly want to make up because it's me, it's my belief system. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you know what? We will tell you from the very beginning. He told us, like I said, Judaism, Christianity and Islam, those are the 3 that speak about it very loudly. About what? The punishment of the previous nations. The people of Noah. Noah, may peace be upon him, went through a lot of challenge. For him, it was an elevation of status by the Almighty. But for his people, it was a punishment. And Allah says, we destroyed them. Then Allah says to us, just be careful, because if you were to follow what they did, perhaps we may destroy you too. Thereafter, he gives us another story. The story of, say, for example, the people of Lut. The immorality they engaged in, Allah says, when they did this, we did this. If you were to do that, perhaps we may do this as well. It's a lesson. Say, for example, the people of Shu'aib, they did this. What did they do? They used to steal and deceive in business. Allahu Akbar. It's a topic we need to speak about across the globe today. People have fine-tuned the stealing and deceiving in a way that they are considered smart when they do that. Smart. Why? Because I deceived. But you know what? The catch or the arm or the grip of the Almighty is too solid. You cannot get away. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, but a day will come when you will pay the price. We are taught about something known as blessings. When you earn a little bit with a lot of blessings, wallahi, your life is lived to the fullest. But when you have a lot with no blessings, that money, that wealth will bring about your downfall. In one way or another, which one do you want? Well, the stories of the previous nations have made this clear. The people of Shu'aib used to shortchange their people. And Allah says, we punished them in such a way that we destroyed them. Why does Allah say that? He says it's out of our mercy that we punish those who are criminal. Just like it would be out of the mercy. Subhanallah, I'm about to say something. Just like it's out of the mercy that the people who have murdered are brought to justice. Is it not mercy? You can't say, well, it's such a lovely country. Why would they punish someone who did the murder? Well, because if murder continued, it would no longer be a lovely country, right? Simple. So this is why we say when you punish, it is actually at times, in fact, mostly, it would be, if it was to the correct measure, a sign of the mercy of the Almighty. And the sign that we have mercy on one another. When you stand up for justice, why is it given so much of importance in any faith, religion, doctrine, or any law? Because if you were to uphold justice, you actually make life more meaningful for the rest. When you make an example out of the criminal, what happens to your community? You can sleep at night and you can snore. The only person you need to be worried about is your spouse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help those with a snoring problem. Just say ameen. Wow, that was quite a few ameens there. May Allah grant us ease. But my brothers and sisters, you see, in reality, Allah speaks about heaven and hell. Allah speaks about hell a lot in the Quran, hellfire. We don't like to hear about it because we're human. But you know what? If you lived your life in a criminal way and you think the long arm of the law is not going to get, subhanAllah, it's not going to get to you, you're wrong. It will catch up with you at some stage or another. So if you think you can do as you please and then you're going to go back to the Maker who made you and then He's just going to let you go, well, I tell you what, we do know He's the most merciful, most compassionate, most kind. Out of His mercy and compassion and kindness, He has written justice. And He says, if I was unjust, what's the point of asking others to be just? This is why when Allah says, you know what, if you were to perpetrate a crime, you need to be penalized. When He says that, it's a sign that He is fair and just. Imagine from amongst us, you will have cases, especially in a country like this. We are not yet first world, nor are we second world. I don't know if we actually qualify to be in the third world, but let's hope we do. To be honest with you, in a country of this nature, people might get away with some form of oppression. Don't you feel hurt when a person is wrong? They have oppressed you. They have usurped your wealth. They have done something majorly wrong to you, and nothing happens about it. Don't you feel so unsafe, uneasy? Don't you feel so wrong? Well, Allah said, you know what? If people haven't stood up to serve that justice, don't worry, we will serve it for you. SubhanAllah. There was a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he was seated with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and a man kept on, you know, bad-mouthing Abu Bakr in front of him radiallahu anhu, speaking bad words, vulgar words, and it was hurting him. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kept smiling and he was quiet. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept smiling and he was looking at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And so something amazing and interesting happened. A little while later, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu could not manage. You know, he's a human being. He had to let go. A bit of steam he had to let off. And so what happened is, he responded. Very small response. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smile vanished. And he got up and quietly walked away. So when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu went to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and told him, you walked away, you went away. He said, you know what? When you were silent, the angels were there defending you. The minute you opened your mouth, they went away. I was smiling at the fact that, wow, because what was being said was not harmful. Your bones were not being hurt. It was someone's words. Let me explain. When someone utters bad words, what does it show? When someone says, you're a dog, astaghfirullah, may Allah protect us. Or when someone calls you an idiot or stupid or whatever else, in reality, it says more about them than yourself. Imagine, think about it carefully. If you were to smile and walk away, honestly, you have understood what Allah says. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the true believers are addressed by the ignorant, they just say peace and they walk away. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. You will invest in it. Such an investment that can only result in a loss if you were to respond. There's no way you can win. They want to draw you into the muck. Don't allow that to happen. My beloved brothers and sisters, Allah will take care of that. And Allah says, we do it in a beautiful way. Either today or tomorrow. In this world, or the next, but leave it to us. That doesn't mean that you're not allowed to stand up for yourself when grave injustices are happening. No, you should and you must. When your life is at stake, when your property is at stake, when your family and its honor and dignity is at stake, etc. Allah says, you get up and you defend yourself. Someone wants to slap you, you have the right to slap them back. And so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the wrath and the punishment. Things happen across the globe and people say, that was a punishment. Something happens to you and I and people say, that was a punishment. It's a matter we need to address for a moment, because who knows whether it was a punishment or not? Only Allah. You see the coronavirus that's going on. May Allah protect all of us. People were saying at the beginning, this was a punishment. I chose to say, let's pray for the people, no matter who they are, where they are from, what race, religion they belong to. That's fine. The fact that they are human and there is a plague, there is a disaster, our duty is to pray for them and watch out. It's coming here. Subhanallah. Did you hear what I just said? Take it seriously. It's coming. It's a matter of time. You might say, don't be a prophet of doom. I promise you, my brothers and sisters, if not that, then any other disease can overtake us, can't it? And will people say, it's a punishment, yet we are here in the masjid, in the house of Allah. The fact that you and I are here in the house of Allah on a Friday, isn't it a sign of the mercy of Allah? You don't have to rub it in, it's a punishment, because how do you know? Did Allah come and tell you it is or it was? You might say, well, it's the way they were leading their lives. What about the Muslims who died? What about those who died in prayer? What about those who died? And then someone will come and cite a hadith, and they'll come, that was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He may have been speaking about something else. You may have not understood its context. We are trained as people who study the deen, that when someone is going through hardship, never ever tell them it's a punishment. Never. You need to give them at that juncture the boost that is required to come back to Allah. When someone is really in a bad shape, my duty is to reach out to them and to tell them, do you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is immense. It encompasses everything. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Come, let's turn towards Allah. You don't need to say, brother, it's a punishment, serves you right, and you walk away. What's going on? Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us ease. But you may talk about punishments prior to things happening, or just generally to say, study the previous prophets' lives, study their people, look at what they did, look at how Allah dealt with them, and don't think that cannot happen to you. You can talk about that in a general way. You can speak about it to tell people, be warned, if you were to do X, then definitely Y will happen. And if you were to do A, then B will happen. And so on, because it has happened in the past. For example, if I were to tell people that, you know what, if you were an upright human being, believing in one God and understanding the message of the messengers, for you is Jannah. And if you weren't, perhaps there is a warning that is given for you and to you and against you. To say that in general may not be wrong, but to start saying, this man is in hell, I know he is in hell. Were you in hell sometime to see that? May Allah grant us ease. What made you say that? A person whom you might not get along with may be the first person to enter Jannah, meaning amongst those whom you know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannah. Another thing, if you don't get along with someone on earth, if you're a true believer, as much as we itch and we really want justice, we want it so badly, try praying for them. Try it. Imagine if you ask Allah for Jannah for them. The angels will ask Allah for Jannah for you. And the angel's supplication is far more powerful than yours. You will get to paradise. I always say, if Allah tells you, I give you paradise on condition that your neighbor is going to be your biggest enemy on earth, what would you say? I would say, give me all my enemies all around me. No problem. For as long as I'm there, I'm set. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But man's mind is too small to think that way, because we don't know what paradise has. So we can't, no. This guy, no way. I don't even want to see his face in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. You don't know whether you're going to go there or not. You may not see his face because he might be in heaven and you might be somewhere else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. My brothers, my sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors. Just like we've heard that punishment is definitely something that people would want to see served to criminals on earth when they perpetrate injustices against one another. In the same way, Allah says, when you've perpetrated an injustice against me, you know what? As much as I may forgive you, and as much as my mercy is great, I'm warning you of a severe punishment of the hereafter. There's nothing wrong in speaking about the punishment of the hereafter. For those across the globe who have a problem when the Muslims say that if you're not a Muslim, you may not make it into paradise, I tell you, the Christians say the same, the Jews say the same, and so many others say the same. Recently, I was in a country where someone told me that a person had told them, you Muslims, why do you believe that the others are all going to hell? You people have this hate in you. So he says, I asked this person, what faith are you? He says, well, I'm an atheist. He says, well, deep down you're a Muslim. How do you know? Because if you were not, you wouldn't really be worried. When Christians tell me, and they have, that you're not making it to heaven, I smile and keep going. When a Jewish person tells me I'm not making it to heaven, I smile and keep going. So why is it that when the Muslim says you're not making it to heaven, you get all upset and uptight? Because deep down, you know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. That could be the only reason. There's no other reason. Because everyone else says the same. The whole world believes that everyone else, belief-wise, is wrong except their little group. Even among the Muslims, we have challenges. We have people. We have, subhanAllah, among the Muslims, some will say the others are not making it to heaven. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors, to grant us ease, to grant us goodness. And really, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a lesson from the previous prophets and their nations. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only to grant us a lesson from the previous prophets and from the previous nations, but at the same time, from what He Himself has warned us about. From what He Himself has warned us about regarding the hereafter. I want to end off by saying, brothers and sisters, we pray for everyone across the globe. Right now, there are challenges in India, not just in India, but in so many other countries. We cannot even, I have a habit of not naming the countries, because if you miss a country out, wallahi, you are being unfair. So many are their names, and so many places, and sometimes where we don't know ourselves. Subhanallah, we don't know ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who is struggling, where they are struggling, who is the one who oppressed and who is the oppressor. When you and I pray, sometimes if we were to take names when we don't know, we might be praying for the wrong people. So it's best to say, oh Allah, you know who is right, who is wrong. Help those who are right and guide those who are wrong. You know who is the oppressor and who is the one who is oppressed. So you help the oppressed against the oppressor and guide the oppressor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Muslims across the globe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help humanity. Grant us goodness. Grant us cure. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.